a big company returns to its physical roots. Yesterday, Tyson Foods unveiled its new office building on Emma Avenue, a really new building.
We will say, you know, be careful because there's still some wet paint.
Tom Hayes, president and CEO of Tyson Foods, welcomed a few hundred people to the grand opening of Tyson Emma yesterday. He might have been kidding about the paint not drying, but the 56,000-square-foot facility is brand new. About 300 IT employees will make their home in the multi-story open floor plan structure. The move to Emma for Tyson is actually a return. Tyson Emma sits on 7 acres in downtown Springdale and includes the plot where the original Tyson Foods headquarter building was located decades ago. John Tyson, the chairman of the company's board of directors, says the return brings him all the way back.
I was first down here when I was 5 years old, and you know, you would still have, you know, the rodeo go up and down the street. You still had the drugstore. So it was a center of life for those of us that grew up in Springdale. And Springdale only had 5,000 people when I was growing up. And I saw a population sign the other day that said we're over 70,000 people. So the circle that goes on, the fact that we're able to contribute to this street, because Springdale is the only town in Northwest Arkansas that doesn't have a square. We're the only one that has a single street. All the other towns, Siloam, Fayetteville, Rogers, and Benville, all have squares. So we're a little bit different. So maybe that says something about some of our successes and things. But it is full circle.
The new building actually links the original Tyson site with another downtown landmark, a building formerly known as the Brown Hatchery. Scott Spradley, the chief technology officer for Tyson, says while the bones of Tyson Emma are historic, the central nervous system is absolutely new.
What you won't see in this building are any offices for any people to sit in. What you will see is collaboration rooms for all of us to sit in. It's my dream that we move to a more collaborative nature and that we really embrace what's going on in the world today, which is less hierarchical. And a phrase that I use a lot is, we have a lot of brains that are connected together. And so titles are out the window. It's all about human beings that are very smart working together to create implementable strategies and solutions. And so they made sure we did not have those offices. And so our new cultural normals start from this.
Tyson will now have about 400 total employees downtown, and city leaders are encouraged that more investment will follow. Yesterday, Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse recalled a 2014 $1 million commitment to the Downtown Springdale Alliance from Tyson. And he says this new office building means a daily presence of people wanting to eat, shop, and play.
If I was writing a script, I couldn't ask for a better gift for a revitalizing downtown to bring employees down here, people down here every day.
Scott Spradley, Tyson CTO, says he's dreaming even bigger.
We look at this as Tyson Tech Town. We're going to start with about 250 employees in this building, but we have plans to see technologists walking up and down Emma Street and around this area in greater volumes as we go along. And we can see the birthplace of a whole new epicenter of technology coming in here. And as I talk with my friends at Walmart and J.B. Hunt and Rockfish and other technology companies, I really have a vision about getting them to look at this as a technical center as well. I met last week with the University of Arkansas deans of their colleges, and we've talked to them about the proliferation of technology we want to have in this area. Coming from the Silicon Valley, I have a lot of roots in the venture capital world, and so I think there are just as many fine technologists in this area and can be in this area. So we really want to drive entrepreneurialism in this area.
An environment of startups, brew pubs, and new restaurants to complement the businesses already open on Emma and in downtown Springdale may develop in the future. But as for the present, Scott Spradley says a sort of revolution is already underway inside the new Tyson Emma.
The normalized environment that most of the people that are going to move into here from are sitting in walls that are gray, that are about 7 feet tall, and there's something very interesting about the color gray. If you notice, it's the color that's often used in battleships and prisons. And that's by design. And that's what's called a creative constrictor. So the human being's brain doesn't go to its most creative reaches when it's enclosed like that by those colors. When you open it up, the brain expands. And now you have people who are saying these are things that are possible. So that's what we're trying to achieve here.
The building opened yesterday on the site where the original headquarters building, once home to Springdale Produce Company, owned and operated by John W. Tyson, was constructed around 1920. John Tyson, The grandson of John W. Tyson and the son of Don Tyson says his family has long understood the company's role within the city.
And when I think about returning to Emma Street, I think about the conversation Dad had with me back in 1978, 79 about leaving Emma Street and what it would mean and the lifting of the set of activities off Emma Street and going out to the family property in Johnson. He was aware of that, and he was aware of the possible impact. But based on what was going on, he thought it was best that we lift and move the activities and created a central location for our people to work. I think today my grandfather and my father would be happy that we've reconnected. We never left. We always had activities. But I think with what we see here today, they would appreciate that we've come full circle.
This is Ozarks at Large.